Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for Know-How is brought to you by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
This episode of Know-How is brought to you by Lynda.com. Learn what you want, when you want, with access to over 2,000 high-quality online courses and training videos, all for one low monthly price. To try it for free for 7 days, visit lynda.com/know-how. That's LYNDA.com/know-how. If you've ever recorded video with your phone or tablet, today you're going to love this. You're going to know how to edit video using an iPad. Sounding a big this time. You're going to love this, I said. You're going to love the way you look. See, now I'm going to dance poorly. And Greg's chair dancing. So it's fried or fertilized. So you fry the egg, and then you fertilize, right? So... Oh, hi. Welcome to Know How. I'm Maya Zaktar, and you caught me dancing. Thank you, Brian, for catching me dancing. If you don't know, if you watch the drop cams during the live show, you will catch me dancing because I danced during that little theme song. This is Know How. This is Twit's how-to show. We give you a project that you can do. And the thing is, if I can do the project, there's a really good chance you can do it because sometimes I'm pretty dense. And today what we're going to do is we're going to look into video editing. Let me rewind the clock a long time ago. I used to be a kid who watched a lot of television. All I would do is watch tons and tons of television to the point where I wanted to know how to make some of this stuff. So I'd try to grab as many cameras as I could, try to put something together. And back then, you'd use like VCRs and you attach them to another VCR and chain them together. And you put them together and you have this sort of editing thing. And it turns out that it eventually led me into this kind of career path. I ended up in web video. But when I was making web videos, I had to learn something called video editing because there was like a two-man operation, and I think I drew the short straw, so I ended up being the video editor. So you've actually learned a whole language of video editing if you watch movies and TV. So I'm going to show what a video editor looks like in general. I'm going to use this chalkboard here. We've got Greg drew a picture of an iPad, making video with an iPad. So I'm going to erase this because it's so lovely. He's swearing off camera right now, all right? So what a video editor looks like in general, the software, it looks like you'll have a giant preview window here of like a person smiling. And on the bottom, this is pretty consistent from video editor to video editor. You have a big thing on the bottom. And you'd have these lines. And you'd have your video clips and your audio clips. So you'll have a video and an audio. What you would find out is that this is your timeline, okay? So you're going to take a video clip and you're going to add it here next to the next one. You could layer them. If you look at this whole thing, look at videos and audio, these tracks. Look at it as if you're looking down on it. You can figure out that this video up here will be seen, but not this one. This one doesn't work at all. So the idea is you have a general concept of these video editors. And over here you have your actual viewer, right? So we've got this guy smiling. Because you always take videos of stick people. So in this case, this is basically how all of these video editors look. So if you've ever wondered how, when you look at one of these things, it looks like Photoshop, this is how it works. And so that's the basics of video editing. You got these tracks. You'll take your assets, or there's this thing called assets. This is what I've been taught back when I was paying attention to Final Cut class. You have this, all of these assets. Whatever you do, make sure they're organized. You want to make sure you have all your assets all in the same place so you can find it later. And then you're going to organize them in a certain way so you can put your video and your audio on together. So what we're going to actually show you is how to use an iPad to edit your video. Now, the first thing you got to realize is, how are you getting the video on the iPad? You can obviously shoot video on an iPad. It looks ridiculous. I don't suggest it. It's got a 5-megapixel camera. It does do 1080p video if you want to, but that's one way to do it. It's a pretty simple idea, but then again, you're also doing this. So most people make fun of it. I'm pretty sure that I saw a Reddit image of Dave Grohl of the Foo Fighters making fun of somebody saying, are you shooting with an iPad? Probably don't want to use that. But with iOS 7, upcoming iOS 7, there's some changes going on with iOS. You could use PhotoStream, which is a built-in tool to iOS 7. Now, PhotoStream has been around for a while, But the thing is, it only would upload your photos. Now with the new photo stream in iOS 7 that's coming up soon, it'll actually upload your videos. So if you took video on your iPhone, it'll go to your iPad. So that way you have this content that you could import for your video editor later. Additionally, there is the option of using something like Dropbox or another kind of cloud service. If you use Dropbox or SkyDrive or Google Drive, that is another way to get your content from a real camera onto an iPad. Because otherwise, it doesn't work like a computer where you just upload it. You have to actually have an intermediate step. It is pretty simple. So PhotoStream, like I mentioned before, built in iOS 7. Dropbox works a lot better for me because I have an Android phone, so I can shoot with my Android phone and then send my video right to the Dropbox and then get it on my iPad if I wanted to do that. Now, before we get to all kinds of fun with video editing, let's take a quick break and look at something with the Apple TV, because Apple changed some things recently. TV, you've seen this screen. This is the very familiar interface of the Apple TV. But did you know that you could actually change the arrangement of the icons, at least anything below the first row? It turns out you need an Apple remote. You can't do this with an iPad or an iPhone. Take your Apple remote or another IR remote. You're going to hold down the select button. That's that little button in the middle. And then you'll see something familiar. I'm on trailers, and if you notice, it's starting to jiggle. The thing is, I can move it around if I want to. Apple TV got a lot more busy with the introduction of things like HBO Go and Watch ESPN recently, so you can just click that and bring it up. Like I said before, that first row, though, is untouchable. You can bring almost anything up to the second row with no problem. Now, what if you're like, well, that's great, I can rearrange this, but I don't want to see a lot of that. Did you know that you could also remove some of these icons? Now, to hide icons, it's actually in the parental control section of the Apple TV. We go into settings, general, we're going to go find our parental controls. We have to turn on our parental controls. You should put in a passcode if you are actually using this as a control. We just want to hide icons here. Very secure 000 code. I'm going to hit OK. Now, what you can do here, you will have the options of showing or hiding or asking when it comes to particular icons. So let's say I don't want to see MLB TV. I keep hitting select. It switched from ask to hide. I want to hide NHL. And let's say I want to ask with YouTube. Maybe I'll never watch anything on Crunchyroll, so I'm going to say let's hide that forever. I hit menu. And if we go back to our main screen, you should see some changes here. Crunchyroll used to be down here. It's missing. You see there's a lot less icons here. And we did say for YouTube to ask us. So let's see if we go to YouTube, what happens? You have to put in your passcode. Now, normally, you would have to put it in. Our passcode happens to be 000. Hit done. We can get in. So what you've done is you've made your own customized version of Apple TV, and it's actually really easy. That's if you have an Apple TV. And again, there's some expectations that the Apple TV software is going to change. Apple TV is going to get a lot more apps. And so that little tip is going to become a lot more valuable because Apple keeps adding apps and apps and apps to that little box. And it's getting kind of messy in there. So if you want to be able to switch it, definitely go into your settings and use the parental controls. It's kind of an odd thing. Maybe with the software update, they'll make it more obvious. But this is how you do it right now. And other folks, by the way, in the chat room, when we do record live, we have a chat room at irc.twit.tv. They were mentioning another way to get video onto your iPad. You can use the camera connection kit. I believe that works with the 30-pin dock version of the iPad only. With the new Lightning versions, I don't think that's the scenario, but if that's true, let me know. You can send me an email at knowhow@twit.tv. We want to just take another quick break and thank a sponsor. We've got lynda.com. You know, the more you know, the more you can succeed. Lynda.com is an online learning company that helps anyone learn creative software and business skills to achieve their personal and professional goals. Now, with a lynda.com subscription, members receive unlimited access to a huge library of high-quality, current, and engaging video tutorials across a wide variety of subjects. Now, when I started learning video editing years ago, I had to find classes that were super cheap. So it turned out that the local Apple store actually had classes, so I could go there, and they were free. But if I wanted to learn Final Cut, and only Final Cut, it would cost like $50 a session somewhere else. Now, that's not the way that lynda.com works. When you pay $25 a month, you have unlimited access to the entire library. Now, how is lynda.com different from other free or open source video tutorials? Now, there's over 2,000 courses with new courses added daily. Now, the instructors that you see these videos with are working professionals at the top of their fields and expert teachers. The video is high quality from state-of-the-art studios. These aren't those homemade videos you have on YouTube. And Linda actually curates the course content. Each Linda course is carefully structured so that users can learn from start to finish or jump to a specific chapter for quick answers. There's also searchable transcripts, allows you to search inside a video to save time and find exactly what you're looking for. So if you find a course you like, there are bookmarks and playlists, so you can set that up. It allows you to organize your courses in a customized learning path. And the courses are for all levels. So if you're talking about technical skills and creative techniques, business strategies and more, they've got it there. You can even watch from your computer, tablet, or mobile device and switch back and forth and pick up where you left off. So if you start off at your computer, what you can do is later on when you have your phone, you can go to your Linda app, lynda.com app, and then you'll see your courses pop up. You'll then go ahead and hit the little button, your videos start up again, and you can keep learning even when you're on the road. It's really kind of cool. One low monthly price, $25 a month, provides you access to the entire course library. For $37.50 a month, you can subscribe to the premium plan, which includes exercise files that let you follow along with the instructor's project using the exact same assets they were using. You get to set the pace. With mobile access, you can learn what you want, when you want. And you can try lynda.com right now with a free 7-day trial. Visit lynda.com/knowhow to access the entire library. That's over 2,000 courses for free for 7 days. That's lynda.com/knowhow. We thank lynda.com for their support of KnowHow. All right, you guys ready to get gritty and actually go ahead and bother to do some video editing? Because now is the time to do it. I'm going to show you a free app called Vimeo. Now, you guys probably heard of Vimeo before. Vimeo is an application that lets you look at all these videos that are on Vimeo. Vimeo is a lot like YouTube, right? You put up user-uploaded content, but it turns out the Vimeo app for iPad actually has a film editor. I keep calling them film editors. They're not film editors. Video editor built in. Let me go to Vimeo, and I'll show you that. So here we have the Vimeo app opening up. Now, you might look at this, and you're like, oh, look, I can look at videos. I can see what I like. I can watch later. But there is an edit function on the left side. What we're going to do is we're going to add a project by hitting the little plus on the top right corner of the screen. And now what you see is something like I was telling you. On the bottom, we have a timeline. On the left, we're going to add some actual content. So let's go to our video. So we're going to hit the plus button on there. Then you're going to go into your video library, your picture library, or I can shoot video right now from the app if I wanted to. So what I'm going to do is go into my video library. And instead of seeing everything you've ever shot, you're going to see your videos here. So let me go and pick something like, here's my kid. He's moving around a little playhouse. You have to do this one at a time with the Vimeo app. It's not super powerful. You can't pick like 15 clips at one time. So it is free, by the way. So you have to deal with that. I'm going to pick another video clip, video library. We'll pick a picture of, let's see what else is going on here. We will pick, oh, we've seen my kid already. How about a kid barking at my kid? Because that actually happened in real life. So I'm going to hit cancel. The weird thing is when you're going forward, you have to hit cancel out of the selector. Like I said before, this is a free app. So some of it, I've seen the ratings for this on iTunes. Some of the ratings not so hot on the app. I didn't look at the ratings when I first started using this. I kind of got used to it, but for free, it's actually really powerful. So what you'll see on the actual app, I've got these two clips. There's my kid walking around, and here's this barking scene that's happening here. Now, this barking scene was imported from Dropbox, and if you're noticing this black box around it, that seems to be a limitation of the software. Seems like a little bit of an oddity, but something you should know. Again, free app, you're going to have to decide that. If you're shooting all your video from your iPad, this is not an issue. So what we're going to do is, let's see, what would you want to do? So we probably, let's actually watch it back. So if I want to see what this video is, hit the play button.
Aldrin.
I knew my shoe's trouble.
We're supposed to pick up all the cars.
I need my shovel.
That seems like a good point to stop right there. So if I want, I can actually edit this segment. If I hold down on the clip, you can see on the top right, I can manually adjust in and out points. If I want, I can pinch and zoom as well when it comes to the clip. Need to slide the clip over. Actually, let's change the out with the button. So if you know the actual timing, you can see here comes the clip. I can also drag it back and forth. If you're seeing me right now, you can't see my finger, but I'm the one that's moving this left and right. You can also see, if you wanted to, you can change it simply by using the plus minus buttons. What happens is that clip gets smaller, and then the next clip that follows it will be right after it. Very simple, very easy. So if you'll see here, all right, so let's see, that seemed pretty long. Let's go back to our clip and see how long this is. Is my kid disagreeing with me?
Aldrin.
He says he wants
to
do something with
the
shovel, by the way.
I need to put my shovel.
Okay. That's pretty basic stuff right there. So now we have, you notice that there's a quick jump cut. Now, if you've watched movies, watched TV, there's all kinds of language when it comes to video editing. These tools I'm showing you are going to have pretty limited transitions. You really don't want to be using some crazy transitions with your first video project, because what it turns out, it looks like, it's like that first thing you ever printed out with a word processor, hundreds of fonts, and like it's unreadable. This is a limited thing when it comes to transitions. You're not going to have star wipes. You're not going to have like cool little transitions. We're going to choose something like a cross dissolve. So here on the app, you see this little square, this gray square between the clips. This is a transition point. What we can do, on the top right, we have the options to choose a transition. We could have none. When we have none, we're just going to go from one clip to the next without any kind of fade or pan or any of that stuff. These terms are relatively self-explanatory. So if I said fade in, you can actually see how that looks on the top left there. That's a little preview window. And I could watch it back in real time. That might be too long. And this kid's really, I forgot how loud that barking was. Anyway, so if you want to change the length of the transition, what you do on the top right corner of this application is you swipe to the right, and you could set the transition length. So if I want this to be a super long transition, I could do that. I could just go ahead and hit play again. Maybe I'll mute the audio a slight bit because you don't need to hear that loud. There we go. That's a little longer, and you can change this as you want it. So let's see. I'm going to change that segment here. Let's go with a pan left. So the best way to do video editing, in my old experience when I was a video editor for a long time, is try out as much as you can as long as you're not on a deadline. If you get a deadline, don't start screwing around with this stuff. But if you're messing around with your first videos and you want to have, okay, look, here's this little experience I had with my kid. Hey, I want to show you that he got barked at. Well, you're going to put this clip together really easily instead of sending a bunch of little clips at one time. So what we're going to do is also show you some more functions of the application. You can see on the left, again, if you forgot, videos on top, transitions in the middle. You have a title option if you want to do that. You can type in titles. I don't like to do this. This is up to you. Maybe you want to remember the day. It was like, this was August 23rd. And I can pick the size as gigantic. And you can choose where the position is on the video. You can put the title in the middle if you wanted to. I don't know why. We could do the music video style. We put it on the bottom right, or bottom left, excuse me. Pick a color, hit done, and you'll see it in the video. If you want to really see your video larger, you can always hit the full screen button on the top left, and it'll go full screen. So you have a lot of options. The funny thing is, iPads used to just be this like consumption device, and now you can do some really serious work. This is a free app again, by the way. This is Vimeo. This, I don't even think people are aware there's a video editor inside of this video consumption device. There's also the option to include an audio track. So if you want to have a score underneath what's going on, oh, look, my kid's walking around. What would be a good score for him? Vimeo actually has a bunch of audio tracks that are from their music library. You can choose one or two and hit download. Now, one of the weird things is if you hit the play button on one of these, the audio will keep playing the whole time, even though you're trying to put it in the track. It's kind of a strange idea, so you better know what you want to have. So I've already downloaded a couple. Like, if I hit play now, this is going to go forever. Let's see how this goes. This is called Teenager, right? That's the clip I want to use. Import. You notice how the audio's still going? Yeah, I don't know how to turn that off. It won't turn off. So the best way to do that is you have to, like, turn off the dang app. But that gives you the idea of how to get the audio there. You better be sure that you want to hear that audio track the whole time, because you can't do anything about it. It's going to keep playing until it runs out. So instead of giving you like a 30-second clip, they give you the whole track. You also cannot import your own music. So that's a limitation of this application. Once I leave this application, the audio should stop. So if you're really getting tired of this teenager song, it's going to go away. Thank you, Brian, for cutting that. So that's the Vimeo app. It's pretty simple, very easy to use. Like I mentioned before, though, if you want to add still pictures, you can do that. Go to your picture library. Look, here I am. I did a drawing for TNT. Hit cancel. It'll show up for a set number of time. If I hit play, you'll actually see it come by. There it is. Nothing crazy. That's what a still picture is going to look like. No Ken Burns effect of zooms or anything. That's just going to be the way it is. But you can enable a basic pan and zoom effect if you just keep tapping around. The top right there, let's do that. Enable basic pan and zoom. And so we see, look at the drawing moving. I didn't have to do anything. So this made it really simple to take a bunch of video clips and make something good. This is not a good video to show, right? This video here is just like, it's a bunch of junky clips. But if you've taken a bunch of videos, you can really do something there. Now that's Vimeo free on iOS. I want to talk about what's going to be free soon. Now, Apple just announced a whole bunch of stuff, a whole bunch of new phones, and they're saying now that iWork is going to come free with all new iOS devices. That includes Pages and Keynote and Numbers, iPhoto, and iMovie. Now, iMovie used to be $5. Now, we've looked into this story and tried to figure out how are they going to delineate iPads and iPhones and who gets it for free or not. Otherwise, you have to pay $5 for the application. So we don't know how that's going to work out. We'll find out in a couple of weeks when that actually happens. But iMovie is either $5 or free, and it's very powerful. So let's show you how iMovie is going to work if you bother to get it. So this is iMovie for iPad. As you can see, it probably will get a facelift because it just screams skeuomorphism. Like iOS 6 and under iOS 7 might change the way this looks, but this is the application as it stands. It's iMovie, and you can see that they have these like movie poster-like things. And so what we're going to do is we're going to set up a new project by hitting the plus button on the bottom left, actually in the middle. I'm going to hit new project. Now, one of the coolest things about iMovie is this little question mark button. I'm not even kidding. It seems a little silly, but when you hit it, all of these tooltips show up. Now, I might not agree with the font of this marker-looking thing, but it does show you everything that what these buttons do. We've got back to projects. We've got audio waveforms. You got all of these things shown to you what's going to be there. Helps you out a lot. On the left side here, we have all the videos that have been taken, and then we have also the selection for camera roll, different photos. We can pick the music that we have. iMovie lets us access our music library that we have on the iPad. So if I want to use a song that has a copyright on it, I can. Be careful when you do that. If you upload that video to something like YouTube or Vimeo, it might get taken down because of copyright concerns. So just be aware of that when it comes to your video. So we're going to actually put a clip together very quickly. Let's pick, here are my dogs. I'm going to put them in here. And as you see, like the Vimeo app, again, that same kind of feel. We have a timeline on the bottom. We have our assets on the left. And in this case, we have our preview window on the right. Really not that different when it comes to that, but it's very similar. On the bottom, you're almost always going to see a timeline. If you don't see a timeline on the bottom, I guarantee you video editors themselves are laughing at this piece of software because it's not good enough for them. Like, I remember the whole Final Cut debacle. Let's see. So we got this thing with my dogs, and of course, we got to go back to the barking kid. Let's do that. All right, so you can see with all these tooltips, I'm going to take the tooltips down because they're in my way. And because this is iMovie, we have a little bit more functions because this is a $5 application. That sounds really ridiculous to say, $5. Oh, wow, it's a lot of money. It's like, it's an awesomely powerful tool. And you can see, I can actually decide to toggle the audio waveforms. Now, that's the little blue thing on the bottom there. You can see how much audio there is. So if you heard something like a microphone popping or you heard a really loud sound you want to cut out, you'll be able to do that. In the middle is where our transitions are. So if I select that, you can see that we have different options for our transitions. We could have none. So the video is just going to go clean cut from one to the next clip. Cross dissolve, which will show you a quick little, there'll be an overlay when it comes to hit and play on this. Right there. There's also another option. Once I hold this down. I say once I hold this down. Oh, that's weird. There we go. I just had to do a double tap. Excuse me. If you select via the theme, because when you set up iMovie projects, they are themed. So you can choose based on theme. So we'll see how this one looks. So I don't even know what theme I picked. Let's see. So now we've got some crazy, wild transition. So it's getting a little bit more cheesy. The more you use cheesy things like this, the less people are going to want to watch your videos. I guarantee you that. It might seem cool to you. Look, watch this. Slidey bars. Don't do that. Do yourself a favor and just do a simple either cross is all or none, because it's really not worth it unless you really want to get that effect across. If you ever watch a movie and you've noticed the transitions, they're doing it wrong. So what you want to do is make sure you're watching the story, what's going on. There's a whole language, I've mentioned this before, when it comes to video editing. If cross-dissolve usually means a passage of time, a smash cut, like a no transition, means that you're switching from place to place very quickly. And I don't know what those bars are supposed to mean. So if it's about speed, maybe that'll work. But definitely have an idea of why you're putting these things in. Otherwise, you're just going to have this really junky video that people don't want to watch. Because again, like, I'm making a masterpiece here. People are going to want to watch my dogs. Watch this as we're going past. See the dogs? Yeah, they're scratching. And now other people are barking. This is what people want to watch because it's told masterfully done. It's like masterfully done. So you've got those options. But I'm like, yeah, this isn't good enough. I want to punch it up. I want to have some audio. Let's go into a playlist. Let's go into songs, my whole songs here. I want to hear some Motorhead because nothing says dogs and kids like Motorhead. Ace of Spades. Now you can see on the bottom, you see the audio waveform on the bottom. You can see that it's surrounding the video. It's an interesting way to do it. It's not showing like a track on top of a track. It's kind of putting them together. And what you should be able to do is mess with all kinds of things. If I just start tapping, I can choose how I want to mess with the audio. Now, if you can see the waveforms underneath the video, they're getting smaller or taller. The taller they get, the louder it is. Smaller they are, lower it is. So we can hear that back and also get taken down by YouTube because we're running Ace of Spades.
Are roaming around because I'm letting...
I can barely hear it. That's not good. Let's actually turn it up. I'm going to turn it up too high. There we go. That's fitting. It's absolutely fitting. It's like a war is going on. All right, so that's what you can do with iMovie. And when you're done with that, you can actually just hit... what's this button here? If I hit this button, this is good. Once again, hit the question mark button, and we can see what's going on. That top right button is an undo button. I was hitting it by accident, thinking it was the one to save it. Duh, simple me. You can also record audio and video right from the application, like with Vimeo. I found Vimeo to be very, very good for free. Some people have complained that it's crashy. iMovie is very good. It's this kind of like starter kind of program. You learn how to use this. You figure out these techniques, and if one day you want, you can switch to another thing. And everything we're talking about is also applies to if you're going to edit on a desktop, because these kinds of methodologies are the same. What's really changing here is simply how you are interacting. So instead of fingers, you might be typing, or you might be using a mouse. So definitely, if you're interested in video editing at all, this kind of stuff makes a lot of sense. You want to see how the audio goes, how the video goes, does it fit, have your clips this way. These consumer-style video editors, they make it easy for you. Like I mentioned before, when it came to asset management, when it comes to Final Cut and things like Premiere, you have to do all the work yourself. But these applications, they're like, oh, look, here are all the videos you have on the top left, and here are all the pictures you have. So it makes it really easy for you to start to make a video. One more thing about iMovie, let me go back to projects. You do have an option to make a trailer, because if people are going to watch my beautiful masterpiece of the dogs and the boys barking, we definitely need to have a theme, something amazing. Let's see. So not a romance one, a retro one. You can see these little trailers. This is a little gimmick that iMovie has, if you want to use it. You can hit play and you'll see what one of these trailers would look like. This will not be the trailer you will have yet. This is a general idea of what you'll have. It's like, that seems cool. Let me hit create. And what's going to do with my project is going to create this. Tap an item on the online storyboard. So what you can do is you can kind of go through this work. You could choose the clips you want, and you can make a trailer for the video. So in this case, I wanted my kid. So let's see. He was doing something. I'll say he was watching Super Y. Looks good. And this is the kind of thing, this is supposed to make it easier. As you can see, it seems a lot more involved because we're going to do a lot of quick cuts. It's kind of walking you through the process of advanced editing. It's gimmicky. It's if you want to do this, I probably wouldn't care to do it. But this is one of the options you have with iMovie that's supposed to make it worthwhile when it comes to the whole $5 you got to shell out for a movie like for a project like this. Also, again, it's supposed to be free. iMovie is going to be free with new iOS devices once iOS 7 hits. We're trying to figure out exactly how that works. If you watch Tech News Today, I'm sure we'll cover that at some point. How did Apple make that work? So we talked about a lot of stuff here, right? We talked a lot about video editing, the general nature of video editing, understanding that transitions actually have to make sense. Make sure that you're doing that. Your audio underneath it should also make sense with it. Right here in our demo, we were showing you just a basic bunch of just random clips, trying to put them together. But when you're doing this, try to make a story happen with this. Because if you're taking all these videos and you got these cameras are getting more and more powerful on our phones, 1080p videos and things, you can have a really nice piece of video that people want to watch. Because normally, you know, you got like these terrible clips and like you don't want to send out 30 of them. Why not make a quick little clip, send it to people? And these are two quick apps you can get for iOS, and they're dirt cheap, $5 or free. I mean, that's pretty darn good when it comes to that. If you want to know more, go to twit.tv/KH. We'll have show notes, links to the apps, more about video editing there, all kinds of things. If you've got a question, a comment, an idea, send us an email at knowhow@twit.tv, or you can actually go to our Google Plus community. I think there's over like 4,300 people there. If you go to gplus.to/twitkh, that means you will find the other know-how fans, the dedicated fans who have questions, show ideas, and it's a community. So people are actually answering questions. I'm in there every now and then saying, usually the biggest question is, what are we doing this week? And I write it, and this is what we're doing this week. But there's other ideas of like, how do you change your DNS and how do you do other things? Those are being answered in there. So it's much better than email, I think, because everybody gets to see the answer. It's really helpful. I've learned a lot from it. So gplus.to/twitkh, or on Twitter. You can always go to Twitter. Use the hashtag twitkh, because I'm always looking for that. I think somebody just sent a great idea. He wanted to do BT syncing, so BitTorrent syncing. I'm like, that's really cool. So I have that on my show list now, so I want to make sure we do that too. So that pretty much does it for us. If you want, go to twit.tv/kh. Show notes. Old projects. We've got like 60-something projects. Lots and lots of different things. Next week, we're going to do some crazy stuff. We're going to bring in another human being. We're going to do more than one project a show. All kinds of crazy stuff coming up on Know How. So just definitely stick around. Some interesting stuff is going to happen. Father Robert's going to join us. It's going to be fantastic. I think that does it for us. Now that you know how to video edit or edit your videos on an iPad, go do it. This actually happened.
Thrust is most comfortable for you.
Yeah.
By the way, I'd like to let everyone know I was completely stone sober during this. The only NSFW appearance I've ever had where I'm stone sober. It's this one.
So now you're double flipping eggs. You've got
there we go.
Whitest guy in the room. I'm a potato, folks. I'm brown on the outside, white on the inside.